Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Monica Marias, Vice President of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association. The PGSCA, as it's called, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating and strengthening partnerships and fostering goodwill between the City of Portland and the City of Guadalajara. PGSCA achieves this endeavor through ongoing cultural, educational, and economic development initiatives. And one of their events is coming up right here in Portland, May 3rd through the 5th. It's a multi-day Cinco de Mayo fiesta on the Tom McCall waterfront there in beautiful southwest Portland. Thanks for being here today, Monica.
Thank you for having me.
So talk to us a bit about yourself and how you got involved with this organization.
Okay, so yeah, I serve as a vice president on the board. We are actually an all-volunteer board, so we all have day jobs. And I started about 12 years ago when I was actually a student over at PSU and was asked to help as a volunteer and kind of just never left.
There you go. You liked it so much, you're still there.
Yeah.
And you guys have been doing this Cinco de Mayo fiesta for a long time, right? This will be the 35th annual Portland Cinco de Mayo fiesta.
That's right. I believe the first one we ever did was 1985.
Wow.
Yeah.
So clearly it's been an event that people have enjoyed over the years and you guys have enjoyed putting on. And maybe before we even talk about the event and all the kind of fantastic things people can do there, let's learn a bit more about the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association and kind of what your guys' goal and mission is as an organization.
Sure. So, as you say, stated before, our primary goal is to keep that relationship with our sister city active and productive, and we foster cultural interchange, business exchange, educational relationships. So what that involves is, the government officials over in Guadalajara change over a little more often than our own city officials do. So one of those challenges is to keep up and keep connected with the changeover of the different government representatives. We have all kinds of projects in the works and that we've completed in the past. One such project is the city of Guadalajara is we're currently planning on creating a Portland garden over there in honor of the sister cities called Jardín de las Rosas. We support a school over in Guadalajara for children with autism. And we have a couple of trips we try to do once or twice a year. This last October, a couple of our board members traveled there along with our Portland Royal Rosarians, and they were guests of honor in their grand parade and walked around the city for about 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. I was looking on your website, pgsca.com, for anyone who wants to visit. Really impressive list of events that you guys have done and are planning to do as well. And just a little bit more about kind of the history and the foundation of your guys' organization, established as a Portland sister city in 1983. City of Portland has eight other sister cities as well, for those who are unaware, from all around the world. And I'm just curious how this organization got started. I mean, it's been a long time. I know you said you joined over a decade ago, and this will be the 35th annual Cinco de Mayo fiesta. So, why do you think it's important, and why was this relationship with the city of Portland established in the first place?
Yeah, so I guess at the time, of course, I wasn't involved. I was probably in kindergarten or something. But there was one sister city, which is Sapporo, Japan. And at the time, it was really just a few kind of Portland residents community members that traveled over to Guadalajara. The mayor at the time also traveled and just fell in love with the city. And so, you know, the idea just came about, you know, we should really establish this relation, this sister city relationship. And then it was officialized back in 1983. And, like you said, ever since then, we now have 9 sister cities around the world, including 1 friendship city. And, the importance of that is actually more than people might think. I was thinking the other day, you know, there are a lot of Portland things we think of as just institutions, like the Chinese garden, the Japanese garden, like dragon boat racing, all that kind of stuff was really a product of the sister city relationships and projects over the years. There's just so much behind that, and it's funny, a lot of people don't even know about our sister city program, but yeah, we're all volunteers, and really anyone who wants to get involved is welcome to join.
Excellent. How would people go about doing that?
Well, for us, they can go to our website at pgsca.com, and we have a contact us form on there. And yeah, if anyone wants to volunteer, whether it's just at one of our events or just get more involved in the organization, we totally welcome that.
Fantastic. This is Monica Marias, Vice President of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association, joining us this time on Metroscope, doing a lot of good things in the city of Portland, building relationships between Guadalajara and Portland, and they do that through various events and initiatives over the years. As the list goes on and on, anything from hosting a soccer match to helping a Portland zookeeper travel to Guadalajara. I mean, they've done a lot over the years in their 35 years of existence, or actually, wait, it's even more than that now, 83. I can't count off the top of my head, but you guys have your 35th annual Cinco de Mayo Fiesta coming up May 3rd through the 5th. Definitely would encourage people to check it out quite a bit. And let's go ahead and talk about what people would see if they show up there. I mean, it looks like you guys will have food and drinks. You'll have various special attractions and performances throughout those dates. Can you just fill us in on kind of what people would see? I mean, I saw a boxing match that caught my eye first, but as a sports guy. But yeah, talk to us a bit about what attendees would be able to enjoy if they come out to the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta this May.
Yeah, so we'll be open for 3 straight days, so Friday through Sunday, May 3rd through 5th, from 11 to 11 every day. Like you said, we'll have a bunch of awesome food. Everything's included once you're in there. So, yeah, we'll have some boxing matches. There will be, like, several rounds of boxing, actually, over the course of 2 days with some ultimate champions there. And it's all the way from, like, little kids to adults in that program. This is actually our largest fundraiser. So we actually will have opportunities to, you know, we'll be present in a couple booths. So you can actually come say hello to us. The PGSCA board members will be there the whole time. And we'll have family-friendly activities throughout the day. We have carnival rides on one half of the park. We have various vendors, artisan area, the boxing. We have a new reptile exhibit that we started last year with live reptiles, focusing on those from kind of North America, Central America. Kids area, face painting, free face painting, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome. I was just looking at free face painting, all children 12 and under welcome to get their face painted. Donations are also welcome. How does it work from kind of the funding perspective, and does it cost to show up to the event, and do you get like a bracelet or something, or how does that whole side of things work?
Yeah, exactly. There's a for adults to $10, and for kids or kids 13 and over and adults, it's a $10 for younger kids at 7 and kids 6 and under are free. And we also have a senior discount for our wiser members to attend.
That's a good way to put it, the wiser members. I should tell my parents that next time they get called a senior. So I'm seeing authentic food from throughout Mexico as well, and I'm seeing world-famous musicians. Can you fill us in on maybe some of either some of the food items or some of the musicians or both?
Sure. So we have food from all the different regions of Mexico, in addition to food from other parts of Latin America. Really our stars of the whole event are the Mariachi Ciudad de Guadalajara. They're the actual official mariachi of the city of Guadalajara. As you can imagine, there's probably over thousands of mariachi groups, but they are the official Guadalajara mariachi, and they have been traveling here to Portland for over 30 years. So they'll be performing every single day. And in addition to that, we have our Ballet Folklorico Mexico en la Piel from Cornelius, Oregon. And that's probably one of our guest favorite performances to see. It's quite amazing.
Can you talk to us about kind of what exactly that live performance entails from those band members? I mean, what does that look like?
Yeah, so the mariachi, of course, they'll sing all, there are many traditional songs from Guadalajara and Mexico that they'll sing, and they also, of course, have a whole band. They have guitar, trumpet, all that.
Okay.
For the ballet, it's basically like folk ballet, meaning they run through many different dances representing different regions of the country of Mexico. So then they'll perform a dance, quickly change into a completely different outfit representing a different region. And it's just kind of like a big variety of dances and cultural displays from all the different regions of Mexico.
Well, it sounds like one big party. I think it would be really fun to attend. If any listeners out there want to do that, you can also check out their website, cincodemayo.org, and there are various entertainment schedules on there and event information. Basically, suggested events you can attend, and you can get even more informed on the food offerings and the entertainment offerings and all that. And again, this is coming up May 3rd through the 5th at the Tom McCall Waterfront right here in Portland. This is Monica Marias, Vice President of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association, joining us this time on Metroscope. We could talk about the event for a long time, and maybe we can get back to it in a second, but let's discuss kind of the impact that you've seen your organization have on the Portland community and beyond. And also, you can either tie that in with this specific event or any of the events that you guys have done over the years, because there are many. It's obviously not just this event coming up in May. But yeah, how have you seen kind of your guys' effort and mission and goal pay off over the years with your organization here in Portland?
Yeah, so I would say, primarily just the cultural exposure that we provide for our city, creating kind of awareness of the beauty and the beauty that of the art, music, everything over in our sister city, and at the same time, exposing our own city's virtues over in Guadalajara. They have quite a few sister cities all over the world. However, as I've been told, it seems that our Portland Guadalajara sister city connection is actually the most active out of all of those relationships that they have. And that's pretty a good point of pride for us. We've done all kinds of things over the years. We've hosted artists. We've hosted musicians. Most recently, we just I guess this past year, it took a while to establish, but a collaborative agreement was signed between the two cities, between the two two universities, Portland State University and the University of Guadalajara. So that is a pretty exciting start of some collaboration between the two universities, whether it be exchanges or other things. We'll see where that kind of goes. We've had some pretty cool and fun collaborations with our brewery over here, Laboratory. It's kind of an experimental brewery over in Northeast Portland. We actually had a collaboration between them and a brewery called Cerveza Loba over in Guadalajara, where brewers from Portland traveled to Guadalajara and created a beer with local ingredients. Then they traveled here and created yet another beer with our local ingredients. And actually, the brew that they created over in Guadalajara was entered into an international beer competition and won silver medal.
Wow.
So that was pretty fun. Yeah.
Man, see, now you're speaking my language, and you're speaking to a lot of people in the city of Portland who enjoy the brewery scene. I think that's really cool. I'm glad you brought that up. Is mm-hmm. that going to be available to taste test at the event this weekend? Or not this weekend, but in May?
Well, it was a limited batch, so I think it's all gone, but maybe we'll have some more collaboration.
Okay. I like it. And you guys have also done some things with schools in the area, and I'd like to highlight that. I mean, I'm seeing on your guys' website, and again, for anyone who wants to visit pgsca.com, learn more about this organization that Monica is the vice president of and who will be putting on this event, the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta, May 3rd through the 5th at the Tom McCall Waterfront in Portland. You guys have donated some proceeds from your merchandise sales from the event at the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta to various education associations around the state of Oregon, and there's also a scholarship that exists now, Oregon Association of Latino Administrators, $1,000 scholarship, and actually a couple different scholarships. Can you just kind of highlight some of those strides that you guys have been making with regards to donating some of the proceeds to education to support people in Portland?
Yeah, sure. So, we're always trying to kind of find new organizations to help support. And our website will show a few of the past scholarships and organizations we've supported. But basically, every single bit of all the proceeds from anyone that attends our Cinco de Mayo event, after all of the expenses are paid and, you know, our production team is paid, every penny of that actually goes right back into our projects and those kinds of programs. We don't keep a penny for ourselves. We're all volunteers. We don't have an office. We don't have any paid staff. One of the schools I mentioned, the School for Autistic Children, that we sponsor 100% of our booth sales. So if you buy a T-shirt or a tote bag at our booth, all of that goes straight to the school, and we, like, physically go over and deliver this to the school. In fact, if anyone's listening and has any, is involved in any educational institutions locally, we love to make contact and just kind of work with as many people as possible.
Okay. Should they reach out to you on your website, or would you like to drop an email or even a phone number or anything here?
Yeah, the website has a form, or just info, so info at pgsca.com.
Okay. There you go. Let's talk about this Artisan Village, a great place to find and purchase authentic handcrafted art pieces. And you guys have renowned artists who are coming in from, I believe, the Guadalajara community. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's basically like the, it's just outside of Guadalajara. There's a town that's completely known for just being kind of an artist's town.
Cool.
Called Tonalá, and this is where they're from. It's a cohort of artists led by Mariano Palacios, And they travel here every year. I believe we have 8 people, 8 different artists doing different kinds of crafts, and they will be bringing their artwork to the event and selling it, and also kind of working on their crafts right there. You can actually watch their technique and watch how they create art right on site.
Right. Wow, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And again, this is Monica Marias joining us, Vice President of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association. They have various events that go on throughout the year, and one of them will be May 3rd through the 5th right here on the Tahmacall waterfront in the city of Portland. It's a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. There will be boxing, there will be live music, there's face painting, there are all different types of forms of entertainment, and of course great food and drink to enjoy as well. And then if we could, you want to go over again one more time, like the cost of attendance and specific hours? I think I read 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on those days. How does it all work from that standpoint?
Yeah, so Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th, so 3 days, 11 to 11 every single day. And it is $10 for adults, $7 for kids, I think it's 12, over kids over 12 or 13, and kids 6 and under are free. And then we have the senior discount as well.
And then you get access to all of the music and entertainment and all that with that?
Yeah, all the entertainment is included. Basically, the only additional expense would be if you want to buy some really good tacos.
There you go.
Or get on some rides over on the carnival side of the event.
What is your favorite authentic Guadalajaran meal?
You know, we have been trying to get this sandwich sold at our event, but it's so hard to do because the bread is so special. But it's called a torta ahogada. There's a sandwich that's actually been dipped in kind of a sauce, like almost like an enchilada sauce. The whole thing is drowned.
Whoa.
And that's really, really good.
I'm salivating.
I know. But otherwise, my favorite thing, honestly, is we just have such really, really good tacos. And we also have, there's a lady that creates these awesome pupusas, which are actually not Mexican, but I love them.
Okay. I think I've actually heard of those before, although I can't remember exactly what they look like. But
it's kind of like a tortilla, a little fatter and kind of stuffed with cheese or other things.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, the naturalization ceremony that you guys have been doing. It's an event where 50 people from up to 40 different countries become citizens of the United States. Does this happen at the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta?
It does. It's we've been doing this for about 27 years. So we work with the U.S. CIS office. So it's the Citizenship and Immigration Office. They kind of arrange the whole thing. There are about 50 people from up to 40 different countries around the world that will show up, and we have this grand welcoming for them. The Royal Rosarians are present. We have some keynote speakers. Basically these people have been working very hard, and this is the day that they are sworn in officially for the first time as citizens of the United States.
Wow.
And it's really emotional and awesome to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, cool. Monica, thank you so much for joining us this week on Metroscope, and this looks like a fantastic event. I'm not just saying that, looking at your guys' website and then listening to you talk about it, and obviously it's been really successful for a long time. This will be the 35th year that you guys are doing it, and all folks are welcome May 3rd through the 5th at the Tahmacall Waterfront in Portland, and good luck with the events. I'm sure as the VP, it's taken a lot of work to put on, and good luck with the event, and I'm sure it'll all go well.
Thank you so much. We'll be there, rain or shine.
Hopefully shine.
I know, really.
We were talking today with Monica Marias, Vice President of the Portland-Guadalajara Sister City Association. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.